Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
From the studio is back and working. So hopefully you'll hear me this morning. You won't hear me like I'm talking from like a ham radio from Alaska. Hopefully you will hear me nice and clear this morning. Aaron is in D.C., and he's going to be coming to you live from there tomorrow all day with all kind of great guests and fun stuff from there. Remember, the number to call in here is 406-294-0970. We are working with all of this stuff. This is the first time, I believe, Caden, isn't it right, the first time that this has been cut back on since Aaron moved his operation, right? So this is the maiden voyage of the Starship Montana Talks right here. So hopefully this goes off without a hitch this time. It won't be no hiccups here. I had a community service announcement, a public service announcement that I got a request to do here. And this is for you guys right here in the Billings area. And it's about the upcoming elections. I guess there's some upcoming elections here next week. And people, this is one of these elections. It's for mayor and city council and some of these other things that a lot of people miss. A lot of people just end up not voting, which they should. I mean, you should always vote in everything from dog catcher all the way up to president. You should always, always vote. But I had some notes that the folks here wanted me to pass to you, and I'll read them out as the following. Make sure and mark your ballot. Mail your ballot by today. After today, if you want to make sure it gets counted, you have to take it down to the county courthouse. New thing, I guess, is on these ballots is on the outside. Make sure to put your birth year on the outside of the ballot. I guess that's a new thing going on. Want to make sure your ballot was received? Go to prodvoterportal.mt.gov. And still undecided, send a message to votejenniferowen.com. And I've got a list here. That's another thing. A lot of people, let's face it, we don't see who these people are. There's not a lot of information out there in the press or anywhere about some of these smaller races. So you see your ballot come and you're like, who is this? And just so you know, the Democrats are out there right now in Montana running themselves as nonpartisan or independent. None of them want to put a D beside their names here. But if you see that, if you see a nonpartisan, or independent, that's who they are. They're Democrats, just so you know that. Well, there's the music. I'm going to come right back here when we get back and tell you who the people are out here. If you've got your ballot, because I got a set list of them, and I'll tell you who you need to be voting for out there. We'll be right back. Remember, 406-294-0970. Call in here, and we'll talk about anything you want to talk about. See you back here in just a minute.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. With partly to mostly sunny conditions expected across the region for today. High temperature readings will stay back in the mid-40s in Bozeman, around 50 in the Billings area. Then for tonight, clear to partly cloudy skies. Overnight lows from the mid-20s in Bozeman, around 30 in Billings. With some sun Wednesday, highs head in the mid-50s, around 60. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly.
Securing America.
It's a weapon we constantly hear about, most recently because of the Russia-Ukraine war. Tomahawks, one of America's most precision strike missiles, and President Trump is considering sending some to Ukraine to help. But what is it exactly? They have a range of 1,000 miles, fly as low as 100 feet, making them harder to detect by radar. It's 20 feet long and just 21 inches wide, essentially a pole with little wings equipped with a turbo fan engine and sophisticated guidance. And when multiple are fired at the same time, they can take separate routes at 500 miles per hour and then meet up and hit a target in a coordinated strike. Today's models can loiter over a target for hours, take optical scans, and wait for other missiles to arrive before detonating. They can disperse cluster munitions over a wide pattern to hit airfields or carry a unitary warhead for harder targets. Tom Graham, Fox News.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors. Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August.
A lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck, listen, and subscribe.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Welcome back. Welcome back. I had some names for you guys that we didn't get to in the first segment. Like I said, this is a request from the local Republicans here. A lot of us in these smaller races, we don't know who these folks are. A lot of times you get that ballot and you're looking down and you're like, who? I can't tell you the number of times I have gotten questions from people, and good on them. Good on them. That's what people should do. If you don't recognize who that is, never vote for anybody that you don't know who it is. And if you can't find a person to tell you, just leave it blank rather than voting for the wrong person. But in these Billings races coming up, you got the people you need to be coloring in the oval for are Pittman, Redmond, Rogers, Tidwell, O'Donnell, and then Jennifer Owen as mayor. So, and we'll repeat those maybe a couple of times this morning just so everybody gets it. But the big thing to know is today's the last day to be able to comfortably, confidently mail your ballot in. After that, you need to walk it down to the courthouse. Well, good morning again. This is John Jackson, and 406-294-0970 is the number to call in. I had some audio that I passed to Caden that I thought was a funny thing to start off with this morning. You guys remember KJP, that is Karine Jean-Pierre. She was Biden's press secretary, and not only one of the most incompetent people to ever hold that position, but just a serial liar. And you've watched her now since she left. First, she's written this book, and now she's out everywhere trying to hawk this book, and nobody is buying it. In the book, she basically gave up a lot of secrets about the Bidens, and now she's now gone independent. She's not a Democrat anymore because she knew what was going to happen. But then now you see she's kind of, if you're watching what she's saying, she's kind of moving back the other way, defending the Bidens, claiming to have no knowledge at all about what a doddering old nursing home patient that Joe Biden was the entire time. And she was one of those people that the only reason she's in that position, she's a straight-up DEI hire because she's lesbian and black. That's the only reason she was given that. I tell you, if you guys watch Jen Psaki, the lady before her, for the first couple of years in Biden's regime. Now, Jen, serial liar herself, but you had to give Jen credit. Jen's good. She's all over this stuff, and she can spin a convincing lie to you so well that you're like, okay, I guess I got to take that answer, even though you know it's a lie. But KJP was so incompetent that you just shake your head. She was so far out of her depth, had no idea what she was doing, had no business being there at all. And the only reason she was there is because of her sexual orientation and her race. But there was some great audio that Caden's got. kicked up here for you, where she just lays it out exactly what was going on there.
Corinne, do you have any regrets at all for anything that you said while you were speaking on behalf of this administration?
No, because you're asking for a yes or no question. I want to put some context to it, too. I woke up every day very proud to be the White House press secretary. I woke up every day as a Black woman who is queer, no one had ever seen someone like me at that podium standing behind that lectern. It was an honor and a privilege to have that job. And I did it to the best of my abilities.
Yeah, there it is. And she's talking to a very, very friendly interviewer there. This is not somebody that's conservative or anything. And what does she say? I woke up every day Black and queer. And that's what she's telling you right there. It's what all of these people out here, all of these DEI hires, that's what they tell you straight right off the bat, is they throw down that race and sex card. So therefore, you can't say anything to them at all. And most of y'all that are following this have known this for a very long time, that that's the whole purpose of all this, is to shield themselves from any kind of criticism. If you criticize them, you are racist and homophobic and Islamophobic and just, you know, you just name it off. Like, Sean Hannity can run that down, like boom, 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 boom. Well, I got news for all of those people out there. That might have worked on people 20 years ago, back in the mid-2000s. It does not work on hardly anybody anymore, and it sure as hell does not work on me. That, we know what you're doing, and you have cried wolf so many times that no one buys it anymore. As a matter of fact, when I hear that, that's my dog whistle to know that you're incompetent, that you're incompetent and a liar. You should never be in that job if you ever throw the race card. I worked with, I can't tell you how many great, great people of color and people of all kind of sexual orientation in my job when I was still working. And the good guys, the guys that were really good at their jobs, never once threw that card because they didn't have to, because it wasn't about any of that, and they knew that. You know what? They weren't white, they weren't Black, they weren't brown, they were blue or green or whatever uniform that we had on that day. That's what they were. That's all that mattered. Well, there's the music. We'll see you right back here in a minute. Don't forget to call in 406-294-0970.
I'm Chad Pergram with the Speaker's Lobby. President Trump has issued many controversial pardons and commutations during his time in office. But Democrats and Republicans alike grumbled about Mr. Trump granting clemency to former New York Republican Representative George Santos. Santos lied about his biography and misused campaign funds. Those lies ultimately landed Santos in prison. Santos served less than 3 months of a 7-year term for wire fraud and identity theft when the president commuted his sentence. The House expelled Santos in 2023. In imposing the prison sentence in April, U.S. District Judge Joanna Siebert cried Santos's flagrant thievery. The former lawmaker wept as the sentence was announced, telling the court, quote, I betrayed the confidence entrusted to me by my constituents, donors, colleagues, and this court. Santos lied about his religion. He also said his mother died in the September 11th terrorist attacks. GOP New York Representative Anthony Garbarino said Santos, quote, has shown no remorse. The less than 3 months he spent in prison is not justice. With the Speaker's Lobby, Chad Pergram, Fox News.
Hey, Aaron Flint here with Montana Talks. I am taking off for Washington, D.C. We're going to be live from our nation's capital and Montana Coffee on Wednesday morning show. So for Tuesday, you're going to want to go to your grandma's jewelry box and grab those pearls, because you might need to clutch your pearls, because Tuesday, John Jackson, the Joker from X, will be in the house taking your phone calls and more. It's going to be an unwoke Tuesday. That's all I'll say. And then Wednesday, we're live from Montana Coffee on Capitol Hill with Montana Talks statewide 9 to 10.
Let's be honest. The National Symphony may not be in his future, but he wanted to try violin. So you said yes because you love him. And if you love him that much, love him enough to make sure he's buckled up and in the back seat. Find out more about keeping your kids safe in your vehicle at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Stock. It's time for the Daybreak Ag Report from the Western Ag Network.
Good Tuesday morning. I'm Lane Ortblond. The Nebraska Public Service Commission has suspended the grain dealer license of Hansen Mueller Company, which is an Omaha-based firm, after the company failed to pay nearly $2 million to about 38 farmers for grain deliveries made between August 30th and October 21st of this year. The Public Service Commission filed a formal complaint after a producer reported nonpayment, leading an inspection that uncovered widespread unpaid obligations. During an emergency meeting this past week, Nebraska officials confirmed that regulators in multiple states where Hansen Mueller operates, including Louisiana, Iowa, Kansas, Minnesota, Missouri, Ohio, and Wisconsin, are also investigating similar claims or monitoring the situation. Officials are emphasizing to all farmers that producers verify licenses before selling grain. The company has yet to make comment on the allegations. After several social media posts surfaced over the weekend, we dug into reports that Pilgrim's Pride, a subsidiary of Brazilian meatpacking company JBS, did donate $5 million to the Trump Vance Inaugural Committee. That was the single largest contribution to the fund, according to filings with the Federal Elections Commission. The donation was first highlighted by U.S. Senator Elizabeth Warren and came back to light as the administration continues to support a proposal to increase beef imports from Argentina. Warren questioned earlier this year whether the company's political donations would influence U.S. policy, noting JBS was granted approval from the Securities and Exchange Commission to list its stock on the New York Stock Exchange. Agriculture groups say the situation renews concern about foreign ownership and market consolidation in the cattle industry. Montana Farmers Union President Walter Schweitzer said the donation reinforces producer unease about large multinational packers shaping U.S. cattle markets and policy. Reuters also reports that JBS co-owner Josely Bautista met privately with President Trump weeks before the United Nations General Assembly, where Trump took a warmer tone towards Brazil's president. Bautista reportedly argued that tariffs on Brazilian imports were driving up U.S. prices for beef. Earlier this year, JBS also agreed to pay more than $83 million to settle antitrust claims involving alleged price oppression in the Fed cattle market. To read more about this, visit westernagnetwork.com. Celebrate Ag is back at Montana State University in Bozeman, November 2nd through the 8th. Join us as we honor Montana's proud agricultural roots and the people shaping its future. From producers and students to industry leaders, don't miss the Celebrate Ag Friday night social or the tailgate before Saturday's Bobcat game. A chance to connect, share stories, and cheer on the Bobcats. Learn more at agriculture.montana.edu/celebrateag.
Northern Pulse Growers Association is here to help you protect your pulse crop profits and plan for a stronger future. The Pulse Crop Revenue Insurance Program sets a harvest price each fall. To take full advantage, you need to market a portion of your crop between September and November. Don't leave money on the table. Learn how to make this program work for your operation at northernpulse.com. Protect your crop, protect your revenue, and protect your bottom line.
Well, U.S. cattle producers are frustrated with President Trump's actions last week. The pork industry is applauding the White House for signing trade deals with Malaysia and Cambodia, with the Malaysian portion having an enormous economic potential for America's pork producers. U.S. pork exports to Malaysia increased over 1,700% in the last 5 years. I'm Lee Northland, Western Ag Network.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Good morning. Good morning. Right back here at Montana Talks. And do any of you guys even know? I bet a lot of people out there don't know that we are almost, what are we in, day 27, day 28 of the dun 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 government shutdown. Nobody cares. right? Because you've got the Trump administration who are not, they are not doing the standard thing that a Democrat president would do, in that using the power of the White House to actually inflict pain on the American people over this to pressure the other party. Well, right now, it's probably going to work the other way, and I'll tell you why. What these Democrats are doing, they know that here November 1, which I guess will be Saturday, that certain benefits stop. They know that now we've got a month of all of the federal employees out there not getting a paycheck, and people are going to start to complain about that. But see, here's the thing. The essential employees, which I was one for 30 years. I went through four or five of these things. There were so many of them, I forgot how many. I think the longest I went through was 5 weeks back during the 90s. But you got to go to work. That you are an essential government employee. Part of your job contract is that you go to work no matter what. You don't show up for work and they will fire you. They can fire you, and they should. And you're hearing a lot of chatter out there now about the air traffic controllers and Irma Gersh, that what is going to happen to them, and they're not showing up for work. Well, by God, let me tell you, my private message to all of you people out there, all you ATCs out there, you don't show up for work. If I was sitting in one of those boss jobs, I would fire you. I would put you on administrative leave and try to have you terminated, because you have no business. What you are doing is playing right into the Democrats' game to try to pressure the Republicans here. But I think one of the biggest things that's going to happen is here come Saturday, come November 1, that's when there ain't going to be no more SNAP benefits, y'all. All right? There's not going to be no more food stamps, no more EBT. That stops just because of the way the government money works during a shutdown. But this, they think, the Democrats think that using this is going to get all those people out there to start complaining, and that's going to pressure the Republicans. I see it the other way, actually. Because this has brought to light what's going on out here with this program. Do you know there's 42 million Americans out there getting these SNAP benefits? It's 12% of the population. There's the music. We'll be right back because we're going to get into this topic. A quick 60-second turnaround here. I've got a message here from Lightbrows in Hardin, and he was talking about KJP and Jen Psaki, and he said, compare Carol and leave it to either one of those gals, and there is no comparison. And that is exactly right. If you've watched Carol and leave it, she's not only brilliant, but I mean, completely informed and studied on any topic you can throw at her, and responds immediately. Responds sharply, but professionally. She's probably the best I've ever seen. But back to the topic of the shutdown. What's come out because of this, which I didn't know this, and I'd like to see anybody out there that did know it, that 42 million people in the United States are on food stamps, on SNAP benefits. 12% of the population are eating on our dime. And we were talking about this the other night on our spaces on X, and almost 60%, the stat on that, 60% of those 42 million are illegals. Illegal aliens. Now, okay, that chops it down. What do you think the other percentage are out there of people that are not even entitled to it because they are able-bodied, can work themselves, all of that? For me, like I said, the Democrats think that they can use this as an issue against us. But
if you're paying attention, if the right messaging gets out there by our side, which is exactly what I'm trying to do right here on this radio station this morning, is tell y'all that this is a program that needs to get killed. And everybody out there, that, first of all, right off the bat, 60% of the people on it need to get chopped off of that thing right now. Illegals getting free food on your dime, you're paying for it. These are federal dollars. You're paying for it. Can you just imagine the hundreds of billions of dollars that's going out on this? And see, this is what keeps these people here. Like your mama always told you, don't feed that stray dog. We'll never get rid of them. Several of the key points of getting rid of these illegals out here is take away their jobs, take away all of their benefits, and then they will have no more reason to stay here. And what we can do out here is, I think President Trump is already offering this, we'll give you a free ticket back to wherever you come from. All you got to do is get on this certain website and we'll pay your way back. Bus ticket, plane ticket, whatever it is, absolutely, we'll get you there, right? Just leave now. It won't even be held as a strike against you if you voluntarily deport. But first and foremost, you got to take these benefits away from these people. There's the music. We will be right back.
This message is for Karina, our mom who finished her high school diploma at age 28. Hi, Mom. It's Amethyst and Nicholas. Congratulations on getting your diploma. You worked so hard and have taught us so much. We love you.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Snakes, zombies, sharks, heights, speaking in public. The list of fears is endless. But while you're clutching your blanket in the dark, wondering if that sound in the hall was actually a footstep, the real danger is in your hand when you're behind the wheel. And while you might think a great white shark is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward. Don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Montana Talks, where you get the mic. Call in now at 406-294-0970. Here's your host, Aaron Flint.
Hey, I got where we were talking about the shutdown and SNAP benefits, y'all. All these SNAP benefits before we went to the break. And I saw a great quote from a friend of mine out there on X, and I'll read it to you. And he said, I have a right to live and work without being forced to pay for housing, food, utilities, and phones for strangers who hate me. Amen. Exactly that. Amen. And I got a question here that came in on our app from Cameron in Billings. And she says, do you think welfare should be a government responsibility to begin with? With the federal government? No, absolutely not. I don't think the federal government should be involved in this at all. I think this should be absolutely up to the states. And each state, if they want to do that, then they can handle that themselves. And each state can decide how much of their taxpayer money they're going to be doling out. But the federal government should be all the way out of that. Now, truly, there are people out there. We know there are people out there that from time to time need assistance. We get that. But that is a tiny percentage of the amount of people out there who are milking this system, and people who are not even entitled to it because they're illegal aliens. Okay. Now we got Caden. Can you send Nancy in here? We got Nancy in Roundup, and we got a new system here. I have to hit answer, and then I have to hit this button right there. We will see. Is Nancy there? Are you there, Nancy?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me good? Because I heard there was phone problems.
I can't. The audio coming into me, you sound like you're coming over a shortwave radio, but I do hear you.
Okay, well, I'll try to be very careful here because I think what I have is very important to say. Yes, okay, we've got 42 million people on food stamps, and many of them are illegals, and they'll probably start looting our stores. But I just want to emphasize the fact that a lot of senior citizens get food stamps because the rent is so high in Montana that it takes up the majority of the social stamps. And USDA is going to run out of food by the end of this month. So that means a lot of our senior center kitchens are going to have to be shut down because there won't be anything to cook. But I have a breaking news story to talk about here in Roundup. We've had a scandal regarding our senior services. Money has been missing. Our senior kitchen was shut down, and a lot of our services have been depleted. And I've been working on this, and I got a hold of Senator Barry Usher, and I got a hold of our state auditors, and there's going to be an important meeting next week here in Roundup with all the commissioners and everybody involved in this scandal, and we're going to get to the bottom of it. Now, that's can you hear me? Can you still hear me?
I got you. Nancy, who do you think is responsible for this?
Well, I don't want to say on the air because I don't want to incriminate people. There is one individual that is very, very suspicious because of her background. The board members did not do a background check on people. They hired to work up there. And I'm going to tell you, John, the amount of money that I know, $101,000 out of the checking and $17,000 out of the savings is what I've heard is missing.
Well, Nancy, what we found out is, you know, with that checking, you got a checking and a savings account. How many people have access to that checking and savings account? That might be your suspect right there.
Well, I know a lot more, John. I just can't offer it on the air right now until I want the auditors and our state senator to talk. Yes, more. I have names. I know what I know. But I just want to let people in Roundup know there's going to be a meeting next week. I don't know if it's open or closed. Senator Barry Usher didn't know that either. We have to watch out for this. We need to support this and get to the bottom of this thievery. Start insisting that board members hire qualified people to do the job and also do background checks on anybody who's hired.
Absolutely. Thank you very much for the call, Nancy. That is one of the biggies out there. It really, really is. We're seeing that all over the country right now with our federal dollars. And this, I don't know where this money in Roundup comes from, but it's obviously government dollars. We are seeing it being stolen and diverted, misused, embezzled, the crime being done with our federal tax money is epidemic in this country. And we are talking hundreds and hundreds of billions of dollars across the country. That's what we have been chanting and screaming at the FBI about for 6 months. If you truly wanted to stop all this domestic terror in this country and also all the upkeep of all the illegals, all of the criminal crap that you see going, the lawfare, all the criminal crap you see going on in this country, that's the way to stop it. Go after all of that money, because that's what the Biden regime did. Criminal gangsters that they are. They took your tax money and funneled it out to all their friends out there in across the country to then be funneled out again to NGOs and God knows where to be used against you, to be used as a weapon against you, and also to just straight up be stolen by their friends. And you're hearing now, I mean, can you imagine what kind of person would steal money from a food bank that they're obviously doing up there in Roundup. Amazing. But I tell you something, like I just told Nancy, there's only going to be probably one or two people, I would imagine, that actually have access to that checking and that savings account. You wouldn't think they would give out access to more than two people. So I think that's going to be your suspect right there. Just call me crazy, right? That might be, you know. Okay, we got, let's see, Caden, can you send Niz to me on line one? Let's see, we got Niz on line one. Let's see. Okay, I got to hit this answer button right here and then hit the mic. Niz, do you hear me?
Hi, how are you?
Good morning.
You know, this shutdown nonsense, there's a large distinction between air traffic controllers not getting paid and 42 million people getting SNAP benefits. It would only cost the government $310 million per month to cover every air traffic controller. There's only about 13,000 of them in America. But the SNAP benefits are another monster, and the crime, like you said, is that about 60% of those are getting welfare. They're illegal, so we would be foolish not to allow this to collapse. And it's wise for the Republicans to handle this before the midterms. Do it now so the left can't capture that messaging and make everyone feel sorry for these poor, able-bodied workers.
Did you see the other day the scumbag Senator Chris Murphy? I forget what state he's from. He is out there on one of the mainstream media shows. And see, these guys, when they're out on mainstream media, they can't help but, it's a workshop for them. And they can't help but just go ahead and say what's on their mind. They give away the game all the time. Well, he said on the show there, he's mad. One of the things that he throws at Trump is a king. Trump is a dictator because he's now just figuring out who he's going to pay. And he's paying out there who he wants during this shutdown. I mean, the guy is actually upset that the president has figured out how to pay people because, as you know, that's Murphy and the Democrats want a lot of suffering to go on. Did you see that?
Yeah. I mean, and you were speaking about identity politics earlier, and, you know, at one time long ago, they did serve a purpose by representing a lot of marginalized groups, but that was back, like, in the 60s during the Civil Rights era when there was this moral force behind certain identities. But once this became a political tool and the Democrats learned to weaponize it, it just became exhausting. They exploited it, and now it's just so predictable and annoying. I mean, we're seeing that right now with Zohran Mamdani. He's beating the drum of Islamophobia. He can't shut up about it. But if this collapses, if this welfare system collapses, it's actually going to be awesome for Zohran Mamdani when he comes into office, because he's going to have a lot of pissed off citizens that aren't going to be getting free stuff. And we only have 3 guaranteed years left to crush this criminal political party in America, and we can begin to save this sinking ship.
Hey, Niz, there is the music. If you want to stand by, I'll bring you back after the break. Stand by one.
Waking up on the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
At this time last year, we were a week and a half away from the most important presidential election in our lifetime. Now, I've had a good feeling at this time. I didn't want to convey that on the air because I don't want anybody to get complacent, because day of voting is always critical. And some of you got mad at me. You got mad because I pushed bank your vote. I know it's not the rules we want. They're still not the rules we want. I want Congress to fix it. But it played a critical role. So on election day at 9 a.m., when I went on with Dana and Bill Hemmer, I was able to say, we start this day off and Kamala has a math problem. And at 9:30 that night, I said, this is how this night's going to end. It's over.
From coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Hey, check it out. A new discovery found a massive trove of gold coins in the Czech Republic, minted by a long-lost civilization. It's from before the 2nd century BC. They also found silver coins among the artifacts. Not only have gold and silver been valued for thousands of years, but they can physically last that long as well. Just another reason why I have partnered with the award-winning company Gold Co. I'm also a customer. Now, they sell gold and silver, and they're great at what they do. So if you're ready to learn how gold and silver can help protect your savings, call now, 855-815-GOLD. On the web, it's HannityGold.com. They'll send you a free 2025 gold and silver kit. You can do your own due diligence and learn how you can get 10% in free bonus silver. It is the best silver offer out there. Don't miss this one. 855-815-GOLD or HannityGold.com. One more time, 855-815-GOLD or HannityGold.com.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. With partly to mostly sunny conditions expected across the region for today. High temperature readings will stay back in the mid-40s in Bozeman, around 50 in the Billings area. Then for tonight, clear to partly cloudy skies. Overnight lows from the mid-20s in Bozeman, around 30 in Billings. With some sun Wednesday, highs head in the mid-50s, around 60. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly.
The Sac State president was talking trash about the Montana Grizzlies and all of FCS football. Yeah, same guy who apparently talked about ending whiteness. He got sacked by the Montana Pandas on Friday night. Yeah, if you haven't heard the woke backstory on this Sac State president, no joke. He was on some podcast talking about ending whiteness. Then he was mocking the Grizzlies. And then he got sacked. MontanaTalks.com.
Tackling the issues that shape our state. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Welcome back. Welcome back. We've still got Niz on the line, and she brought up a second ago, she brought up this Islamist communist scumbag, Zoran Mamdani, who's getting ready to be the mayor of New York. And every day now, over the last 10 days, I probably see two or three more news items that are coming up about him and clips of these outrageous things that he said over just the last couple of years. But the one thing I thought was funny, Niz, is I saw out of the New York Post, I guess a reporter got a microphone in his face and asked him, how's he going to deliver all this free Adam Schiff, all this free Schiff that he claims he's going to give them? And he doesn't have an answer for that, because of course it's all BS. He can't do it. I saw this play out in South America every time. That's what these presidents and these leaders down in South America do to their ignorant population, is tell them, I'm going to come in and I'm going to give you all the free stuff. We're going to tax the rich, take their stuff and give it to you. And it never happens, does it?
No, never. And not only that, but President Trump has made it pretty clear that he's prepared to take matters into his own hands should this guy become the mayor. He's going to have to do this, because he's going to have to start pulling some funding, because this city is about to collapse upon itself. A lot of the wealthier leftists will leave the city. A lot of cops that have been working so long and getting no respect will leave the city. And what's going to happen is the dregs of society are going to begin to rise up and start making demands of Mamdani. But like I said, with the collapse of the SNAP benefits and everything else that President Trump is taking away, these people are going to get angry very quickly, because even Mamdani was saying he was going to start building housing for everyone. And the crowd went wild when he said that. These are delusional people who really don't have, you know, brains in their heads, and no drive to work and become successes. So we're going to really see something that we've never seen in this country before, which is the collapse of the financial capital of the nation.
Yeah, and the city council there in New York, they are just as bad or worse than he is. So I can't see them objecting to any of the measures that he wants to do. I'm sure they'll be right along with every communist idea that he has. But I think the biggest thing he's going to do right away is this is going to be Dearborn, New York. Dearborn. He's going to make that place an Islamic an illegal alien sanctuary, first and foremost. He's going to solidify their power base there and turn it into Mecca. That's what that's going to be, first and foremost. And then he will proceed from there.
Yes, and we see now that the Democrat Party has bent the knee to the rise of political Islam. Kathy Hochul was just fawning all over him the other day. And believe me, once he's done becoming the mayor of New York City and destroying that city, he's going to run for governor, and then he'll destroy the state completely. But this is what the rise of political Islam is going to bring, and it's going to spread very quickly to other cities and then eventually the suburbs. So this is a very dangerous time in America. I don't think Republicans are prepared for it, but whether they like it or not, it's coming.
Oh, my God. You talk about Kathy Hochul. Did you see her do her Let's Go Brandon? She gets heckled during that rally the other day. Because, first of all, she mispronounced Mamdani's name. And then they're saying tax the rich. And she's like, I thought they were saying Let's Go Bills. Well, Niz, thank you very much for the call. There is the music, and we're coming up to the top of the hour. And we will be right back here in just a minute with a new hour of Montana Talks. Y'all call in here, 406-294-0970.
Here's the deal. We gotta set ourselves up. See, retirement is the long game. We gotta make moves and make them early. Set up goals. Don't worry about a setback. Just save up and stack up to reach them. Let's put ourselves in the right position. Pre-game to greater things.
Start building your retirement plan at thisispretirement.org. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Snakes, zombies, public speaking, the list of fears is endless. But the real danger is in your hand when you're behind the wheel. Distracted driving is what's really scary, and even deadly. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.